Donald Trump, I support Israel's right to win its war on terror. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 11, 2024. Former President Donald Trump criticized President Joe Biden for setting the world on fire and referred to comments made earlier this week that he would withhold weapons and artillery from Israel. During a rally at Wildwood, New Jersey, on Saturday, Trump referred to comments Biden made during a CNN interview in which he said he would withhold weapons from Israel if it invaded Rafah, Hamas's last stronghold. Biden's comments came days after Hamas had fired a barrage of rockets from Rafah toward the Kerem Shalom border crossing, which is used as the main entry point for humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip. In response to Hamas's attack, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, urged residents in Rafah to seek safety and evacuate before sending tanks into Rafah on Tuesday and taking control of the border crossing it shares with Egypt. Trump continued to add during the rally that he supported Israel's right to win its war on terror. "Crooked Joe has not just set our economy on fire, he has truly set the world on fire," Trump said. "If you want to know how weak and pathetic a president really is, I mean the things they do, just think about this." This week he announced that he will withhold shipping weapons to Israel as they fight to eradicate Hamas terrorists in Gaza. "It was shocking to hear it, even while there are still American hostages being held by Hamas." Hamas attacked Israel by land, sea, and air on October 7, 2023, murdering 1,200 Israelis and taking more than 250 people as hostages. While some hostages have been released, there are still around 130 people being held hostage, some of whom are not still alive. Of the hostages remaining, there are still 5 American hostages held by Hamas. They're saying, "October 7th never happened. You know they say that, and Biden has fallen for it." "Crooked Joe's action is one of the worst betrayals of an American ally in the history of our country," Trump added. "I support Israel's right to win its war on terror. Is that okay? I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad politically. I don't care. I mean, you got to do what's right. It was a terrible attack. October 7th was a terrible attack." A poll from the Pew Research Center in March showed that 58% of Americans felt that Israel's reasons for fighting against Hamas were justified. However, 38% of Americans felt Israel's war actions were acceptable, while 34% felt they were unacceptable, and 26% were undecided.